Quebec announced last week that it will start funding family caregivers of the elderly and those with disabilities, as Health and Seniors Minister Sonia Bélanger announced a new home care policy last Thursday. The government is also increasing the salary amount that they'll cover for home care, up from $20 to $21 an hour. And it's adding $107 million to CLSCs and social economy enterprises, where the government hopes the money will translate to new staff. The provincial government has said that home care is a priority as the population ages and Quebec struggles to keep up with the demand for places in CHSLDs. Back in 2024, Health and Welfare Commissioner Joanne Castonguay told CKUT that the challenges facing Quebec are huge and the priority is to get people staying and autonomous in their own homes.
The big challenge is basically we're not prepared for, we haven't put any money to provide for the loss of capacities that come with aging.
Following Thursday's announcement, CKUT spoke to Stephen Laperrière, general manager of the RAPLIC, which accompanies people with disabilities who are victims of discrimination, to see how the policy could change things on the ground. Here's our conversation. So we saw the announcement of a new home care policy from the healthcare minister last week, as well as new funding for the sector and funding specifically for family caregivers from the government. What's your reaction to the announcement that we got last week?
Obviously, when you have disabled children or you have elderly folks that you need to take care of, and in order to do so, when you have one of the parents have to let go of her or his career, and mostly it's her career most of the time, I think it's only fair that you get compensation, not tax credits. You need cold hard money in your pockets to continue living. So I think it's a good thing, but that announcement left many questions. Now that this is being designed as a policy, what will be the admission criteria to be able to receive that money from the government for taking care of your children or your elderly folks? I'm curious, and we're dead scared that the criteria will be so tough to reach that not many people will get them. So that's the first question I ask, is what will be the criteria? And much to our surprise, again, it's another announcement of policy that it seems that the threads are not like all tied up together to give proper answer. And the minister's answer to that, to those type of questions, well, there'll be a communication plan within the next few days or few weeks, whatever that means, and you'll have all the answers. But this creates more scaring people than helping people, because what will be those criteria? We don't know.
So we're seeing this, as you said, it's a policy document without an action plan. And, you know, the CAQ has taken on home care. It said it's going to be a government priority for the past few years. There was a series of reports by Joanne Castonguay, the last of which in 2024 found that the system is underfunded and not clear for people to understand. We sort of have a sense of what the challenges are, and we've had for the past few years. Like, what actually did we get last Thursday?
Well, what we got last Thursday is really an intention plan. Let me give you a few examples. The one good thing in that announcement is that the CLSCs will be in charge of delivering the services. So that's really, it's going to be the entry door for everyone who needs services. Let me go through a few things. The government is announcing massive money input into the home care services, which is really a complicated service to manage. I'll agree to that. So we're throwing a lot of money into the system. So now you have the government making out those policies. They're going to transfer that to Santé Québec, who will be in charge of organizing the services. And then those directions will be transferred to the CLSCs, who will be in charge of executing the service. So once you've gone through all those steps, what is the amount of money that will really, really be out there on the fields for people, for hands to help out those who need it to stay at home? I'm worried about that. Let me give you an example. A couple of years ago, you know, the government injected millions of dollars into paratransit system all over the province. Okay, all over the province, and they really did. We didn't see any improvement in the services, specifically in the regions. Where has that money gone? Has it all gone into planning, salaries? Where is the money? Nobody knows. So I'm afraid that we'll play in that same movie again, where everything will be organized and ready, but not enough money to execute it on the field. I'm also worried about the home caregivers, the one who travel from home to home every day to give out services to the ones who need it. Most of these workers are issued from the immigration. Now, with the abolition of the PEC program, who is being converted into something I can't even begin to explain because I don't understand it. Are we going to lose workers? I'm going to tell you one thing. If we lose 5% of our workforce that gives home care services all through the province, I'm telling you, we're heading into a disaster. So I'm worried about those two things, really.
I remember when Joanne Castonguay put out the Aging at Home reports 2 years ago in her role as Quebec's Health and Welfare Commissioner. You know, she said at the time that the province should consider increasing privatization, that basically Quebec lacked the financial capacity to pay for what was growing to be an exponential problem, and that they should make people with the means pay to access these types of services while still providing and even increasing accessibility for those without the means. We haven't really seen a lot of that in this announcement, like a lot of discussion over public versus private. There's been some mention of supporting the whole constellation of organizations on the ground, including social enterprise groups. Is that something you're concerned about, or you're, I guess, watching for as well? Just how much is going to be in the public sector and how much is going to go private?
Well, the two things. The first thing would be that the commissioner came out with her ideas to say that people that have more financial means should pay, I just delete that argument completely, because in the middle of the 80s, the government came out with a policy that said in brief that, you know, people with disabilities should not have to pay to compensate for their disabilities. So that's been voted in Parliament, it was unanimous. So her idea was completely to be rejected, completely. I know that Minister Bélanger talked about the SAD, which is the social economy, which already give out services out there. And I'm saying, okay, if we're going to run out of personnel to do it, maybe it's a proper alternative. But they need to be really, really held accountable for the way they use the money. And they also need to be held accountable to make sure that their workers have really good work conditions and that they have a very good formation too. Privatization through the SADs, is it a good thing? I'm not convinced, but it's good alternatives if all the right conditions are met, and we're not there yet, as far as I'm concerned.
So then, we've talked a little bit about the fact that we have a policy right now, but no action plan. Mm-hmm. What do you think that for the Republic people need most on the ground, and how can Quebec help make that happen?
We need people on the ground. We need hands to help out the people. And I really would have liked to see more autonomy given to the CLSCs, because the CLSCs, if you look at it boldly, the CLSCs are the ones who know their clientele. What they need is money to organize that and deliver the service, and they need perhaps more professionals to handle all types of situations or all types of different disabilities that people might have. So going through Santé Québec, it's another step in the hierarchy of things that you know, just stalls everything as far as I'm concerned. The CLSCs, they're professionals. They know what they're doing. They know what they need. They need money. They need people working on the field. If we can do that more directly, well, you're going to have faster services and a better organization and better delivery of persons, because the minister said also that there was an increase in hours of services given. It's one thing to say that, but we do know that all over the province of Quebec, in order to give more services to more persons, well, they cut here and there. So it seems that you've perhaps helped more persons, so your numbers look better, but you've deprived some of important services for them. But anything is better than the status quo, so we'll go ahead with that. That there is a good intention. Now, I just hope that it's not an electoral good intentions, and that it will transfer into services on the field. That's what we need. We don't need policies. We don't need planners. We need service delivered on the field.
Well, Stephen, thank you so much for coming on CKUT. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
That was Stephen Laparrière, General Manager of the Rapplic. You're listening to CKUT.